This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was Hush by Kula Shaker. It is 5:39. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we are joined by Danya Nair from the news team for today's Keep in View. And today we're talking about vending machines that help with COVID-19 tests in where else but in Japan, because that's where most of these stories come from. Danya, tell us more.
Yes, yeah, so this was introduced this year following frustration over the testing rates in Japan. And the government there conducts about 40,000 PCR tests daily. And to conserve manpower and hospital resources, these are restricted to people who are quite symptomatic or have had a high chance of being infected. So this means people are generally reliant on private clinics or buying PCR tests by other means. So to sort of improve the accessibility for COVID-19 testing kits, several vending machines selling test kits have been set up around Tokyo. So, for example, an ENT clinic in Saitama has set up 7 of these machines in the greater Tokyo area. And the clinic says that it offers consumers the option of avoiding crowded clinics, or having to wait for an appointment. And the director of the clinic adds that because testing rates were so low, people couldn't really tell whether, you know, they were just having a common cold or if it was COVID. And having the vending machines allowed them to get diagnosed and isolated early. And in terms of, you know, using the machine, many have called it convenient and easy to navigate. And each vending machine holds about 60 testing kits. And like any other vending machine, you know, you put your money in, you press a button, and the test kit comes out securely wrapped. Each kit comes with an instruction manual, plastic bags, and tools to collect a saliva sample. It reportedly takes about 5 minutes to do, and once you're done, you can mail in your sample and get the results back within 24 hours.
You know, I think people are definitely more receptive now to the idea of administering their own COVID tests, especially given the high number of cases and, you know, maybe not necessarily wanting to go and wait in line with other people and things like that. Even in Malaysia, I think we've been talking about this.
Yes, the government has considered allowing the public to purchase RTK test kits or antigen rapid test kits from local pharmacists or medical centers so that they can conduct these tests by themselves at home. And the move is to assist those who feel symptomatic or those who can't go to medical centers to get tested. However, this is still under review and awaiting approval from the authorities, so we still got to wait for more information on that. But I think when we come back to talking about access, it still goes to the question of costs. You know, when we go back to the vending machines in Japan for the PCR tests, it can cost between 75 ringgit and 160 ringgit. But when you look back home in Malaysia, even just for the antigen rapid test, it's already 150 ringgit. And for the PCR test, it's the minimum cost is about 200 ringgit and it goes upwards from there. So whether it is through a vending machine or not, we do have to consider measures that would ease the price barrier, especially when people want to get tested or have to get tested and can't afford it. The vending machine idea is really great. I think it's a really good initiative. The only problem I would have if we were to implement it here is I'm not so sure about the efficiency of our postal service in sending it to clinics. That's the only thing I would be concerned about. But, you know, home testing is generally the way to go if we want to have mass testing across the country, not just in Selangor, I would say.
So tell us what you think. Would you like home testing for COVID specifically to be made available here in Malaysia? Is that something that you would do? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 0187898899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Thank you, Danya, for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.